New Salem was a small village, but to Lincoln, it seemed large and bustling. The store was a place where people gathered. Lincoln quickly became popular. People trusted him. He would never take advantage of anyone, even for a few cents. He joined a debating club and took part in town politics. He also went to the meetings of the local court. The justice of the peace began asking his opinion on cases, because what he said was always so funny. But his opinions were also very intelligent. Soon people began coming to Lincoln for legal advice. Lincoln didn't just impress people in town. Some rough farm boys called the Clary's Grove Gang had heard about Lincoln, the young man everyone was praising so much. They wanted to take him down a peg, so they challenged him to a wrestling match. We don't know whether Lincoln won or lost, but the way he took on the whole gang won the boys over. They became his friends and loyal supporters, too. In 1832, Lincoln's friends convinced him to run for the Illinois state legislature. He didn't win, but he came close. In the meantime, Offutt's store failed, and Lincoln lost his job. Just then, a war broke out between the Illinois settlers and Native Americans. Lincoln joined the militia. He never actually fought any battles, but he boasted about all the blood he'd shed because of the mosquitoes. He decided to run for the state legislature again. He could count on support from all his friends in New Salem. But some farmers thought he was just a town fellow who didn't know how to work in the fields. So Lincoln pitched in with the harvest. That won him the farmers' votes. And he could count on the Clary's Grove Gang to make sure their friends would vote for him, too. This time, Lincoln won. Lincoln decided he would be a better representative if he knew more about law. So he began to read law books. Although he never studied law formally, Lincoln taught himself enough to earn his law license by studying every spare second of the day. Often he studied while lying on his back, with his long legs resting on the trunk of a tree. As the sun moved, he followed it around the tree.